Preface to Meditation Number 2. Love your wounds. You know how thoughts, ideas appear out of the blue sometimes, it seems out of nowhere, and then somehow they won't leave you alone. A little time ago I heard this single sentence deep within me. It just arrived. I trust you. Why do you not trust me? That's all. More than enough. I trust you. Immense. Here's a story that goes to the heart of meditation, the depth of God's presence, and how our meditation is transforming us through our own daily faithfulness. Such an ordinary day-by-day discipline. Trust your own faithfulness. Trust God's faithfulness. Don't be put off or dismayed by those wearisome, repetitive distractions. We are being transformed. So here's the story. There was once a king who had a magnificent ruby. Wondrous. It was a joy, the source of all his wealth and power. Every day he would gaze on its lustre. Then one day he noticed to his horror that it had become scarred by a scratch. All the palace jewellers were summoned, but their judgment was that nothing could be done without causing further damage. The king was devastated. He offered a great reward, and jewellers came from far and wide, but all, woefully, said the same thing. Nothing could be done. Then a servant came forward in fear and trembling and said she had heard of an old retired expert in jewels far away in the hills who was supposed to be uniquely gifted at working with damaged gems. He was sent for, and in due course a shabby old man shambled into the palace. The whole court glared with scorn at this nondescript. "You're wasting your time, Majesty." Even so, the king, in his distress, showed him the great ruby, and the old jeweller said, "I can't repair it, but if you wish, I can make it more beautiful, more contempt, more laughter." The king, though, was desperate, so the old jeweller took the ruby away. A few days later he returned and placed the precious jewel gently into the king's hands. Carved upon it was the most delicate rose, the scratch transformed into the stem. Love your wounds. We are being transformed, as the hymn says, changed from glory into glory.